Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Raise your voice and begin to love the Lord. Rada da bahaya da da basi asa sa da ba. Kali alabando talabade kato zadaba. Somebody raise that powerful voice of yours. Kadema no zali abadhoya. Rababeheya ho. Sandere. Shadadaba. See la 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 bando sha pande de the two hands are lifted up to Jesus as we receive Mama Comfort to culminate our worship this morning.
Where were you, Mama? I no pay yet. I was sick. When you mean when I no pay yet, I was sick. The chanfering, I mean, I no pay yet. I was sick. Oh, I was on our crowd. To me, you know, shall one sat. When I was running as I say, I put him on Patani and Menina. One on our set was on Pemon can face to him. Would you do in a dada? I saw your wedge. As I say, I will not see your soul. When I will care, Babu, and I will share Jina. What I wish you go my 2,000 years ago. Not that so Cassano. I saw your reforcer on your yarrophobia. No, and your son, no, and your dump. And I'll pay you showing, William. Woman was sheer. Why I am fair. Why are you so? Why were you home by? Every and Fiemu, every mountain so, every busiemu, now what so your home? Any abo and him, and I wonder what dom, and who shall know anyone yam? What's the man about qua, and any that saw their domain, and obey your dawa say. Edem papa shall one, sir. For your touch and maturinum. Quasua Fanny Yenshira, and my yay. I will yes to demo. Near to me and to a wasemo. Near to me to a semana mo. And rest is a baby, what to go here. Now, so you're the Ankaya. Why? I do be all. You have a cup of hair cheek. Never be on the Adeda. Never send a near tear. Never shall bravo near bo. Never suban near whoop. Never shall near near. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, papa, the Cassia was sick. If you was a red young Cordia, and then I'd be showing William. You show would you pay your cassia? Where would you quit? What you quit in my head? Not a suit deal quit in my head. Yet was said, son. I said, Debbie, I knew I had my mouth. I can't hear catch you. And I'm not paying your shroud. You can say, pa. You can say, because one day, I said, my baby, my young fast seven and ante, my young fast seven mabra. Not the hatch of Oba. If there was a wench, who can talk at you? What do you bro be? Send any new mats here. You have something here for. You're yet here for. And you're from. And face it here. Papa, should I not pay? Nay, ye. My other one couldn't be, and you can see my. Yet I was say, I do my instanti. Amen. Pa. Amen.
Give him glory in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It's going to be a very lovely time in God's presence. The grace and the hand of the Lord is going to reach out to us. The power of God and the mercies of God will visit and touch us as never before. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, verses 20-21. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Having read you that, I will proceed further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch. The Bible said, "Pray always that ye may be accounted worthy." You need to be counted worthy to escape the hour of temptation. You can reduce the bass on my thing and put up the highs on my monitors. The bass are just too much. Watch, pray always that you will be counted worthy. The Bible is saying that the time in which we are living, we are going to need people to be accounted worthy. Wamufata. So when we journey, amani hunubre, and it's our brave we are sono. Fata. Worthy. Worthy. And yes, you about sorry keke. You know, the Bible said, Bomadinjina, every nim suj by any wafata. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly, correctly dividing the word of truth. But modern, a modern, but in quite a bomb modern, Christo, the way you know, now, whoop up a bomb modern. Just like people living in the city of Accra, in a cosmopolitan area, if you feel that people are going to be dishing you favors every day, you are joking, because this city does not give anything for free. So is life. Life does not give things for free. And so you are going to roll your sleeves and trust God that things are good. This is why Jesus is saying, strive to enter. It is going to be a striving to enter. Strive to enter. Pray. Pray. I like it in the book of Jude, where the Bible said in verse number 3, contend with the faith. It doesn't matter what it is. You're contending with the faith. Endlessly contend for the faith. I'm living in a time where we are in an apostate state. Mass backsliding. And in such a time like this, ladies and gentlemen, this is where people, seriously, will have to come to the place that baby, a Christo sumedruno, nobody is going to do it for you. Ubemu niabre, ubemu niabre, faquayedruno, ubemu niabre, if it's anybody, but I hear since woman, even them, they don't know. Because the enemy is working with deception. Be careful that no man deceive you, including yourself. Including yourself. You can deceive yourself. Thinking that me jina honso na anda fom. Samson said, "I will go out as before and shake myself." Not knowing that the presence and the power of God had already departed. So take heed. Now, anyhow, and shall cross. So, Edebi, by my tomb, put free more. Safety, here he is talking about Neye, Wakwine, Winuma, Wusubain, Shawuye,
Christo na ba be ye wura ene wo kra dofo bat hwe wo ye min timi ka se ma fa Christo ene na ye mi wura ne me kra je nkwantimi nante se de mepe hwe wo ye. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. But before we take our seats, I am going to read you our series, and possibly this morning I am beginning the end of this particular series. And on Tuesday at the Bible study, I'm going to take my time by the grace of God, and then we can finish up what I call the portrait of the end time Christian. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 10 and 11. 2 Timothy, the Bible said, thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, charity and patience. This morning, allow me to differentiate between persecutions and afflictions. It is not the same. Persecutions and afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And so I am going to this morning base my submission on afflictions. You have known my afflictions. The apostle is saying, but you have known my character. You have known my faith. You have known my message or teaching. You have known the revelation that drives me for me to, you know, come to the place and declare that I accept Christ as Savior. He is my Lord. The Bible said if you will believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, the Bible said thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The person that have received salvation is going to understand clearly that in Pachiano Awenyano Yemfen Chuchuri form. Adumnu Awenyano Yemfen Chuchuri form. Say a good amen. Thank you so very much. I appreciate all of you tonight for this very special time in God's presence. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. In my submission this morning, I am going to, you know, make a very clear differentiation between persecutions and afflictions. The affliction the Bible is talking about is not just the affliction in the life of the believer. He is also talking about the afflictions that will come upon the whole generation, and the affliction that will plague the pulpit, the altar of God, the affliction that will come upon the church, the enemies of the cross, enemies of the cross, the enemies of the cross. Like Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 2, he was talking about enemies of the cross. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. The Bible said beware of the concision. Between him and Dedo, or some more him who you were, my four born in home. No more him who you are, crama in home. No more him who you were, tretier channel home. The Bible is making it very clear that you might have fought a cry your bonnet. It doesn't mean that it to beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, and beware of concision. The Bible makes it in verse 18, clearly verse 18. He calls some people enemies of the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ has enemies. The cross has enemies. And that is exactly what the Apostle Paul was painting in a picture as he made some very clear reiterations in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 28. When he started from verse 28, you know, Acts 1:28, in verse 28 of book of Acts, he was talking about some few profound things. And he said, and even as they did not want to, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, and unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. He goes downward and said, debate, conceit. Yeah. He went further and said, malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. So now he has said, there are enemies of the cross and there are haters of God. Enemies of the cross. Haters of God. Enemies of the cross. It will amaze you that the people I'm talking about are in clerical suits. Enemies of God. Enemies of the cross. And haters of God. Very, very, very serious. Now follow me carefully, because I'm going to read it in different versions, and the grace of God will help us. I mean, Romans chapter 1, verse number 28, I'm reading until 32. I think I am in verse number 31 right now, or possibly 30 right now. The Bible is making it, you know, clearly. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers or truth breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit these things are worthy of death. Not only them that not only do them, but have pleasure in them that do them. And in this particular one, I will read it in two different versions. I will read it in the Amplified version, and then I will read it in the Message version. Romans 1 and verse 28. I said Acts in the beginning, did I? All right, so it's Romans, pardon me. Book of Romans, the first chapter and 28th verse. Romans 1 and verse 28. The Bible is making something profound. Listen to exactly what it says. And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve him or consider him worth the knowing, God gave them over to the base and condemned mind to do the things not proper or decent, but loathsome. In verse number 29, until they were filled, permeated, saturated with every kind of unrighteousness, iniquity, grasping, and covetous greed. The biggest temptation of the African leader. Covetous greed. Their greed is not just greed. They coveted. Covetous greed. And this is why we see our continent the way it is. Full of natural resources. But the greed is not just ordinary greed. It is covetous greed. That person is ruling and the other person does not want it. Look at the war in Liberia. The war has robbed that nation till today what rightfully belongs to them. Covetous greed. Put back the scripture. Let us work. And whilst he was talking about this, he went further and said, malice. They are full of envy and jealousy. Murder has entered our country. Murder is common. People can murder. The rape that happened at Kasua. Murder. How can Fulani herdsmen gang rape a 13-year-old girl? And after they have done that, they go violently on their parents and inflict cutlass wounds to the point that somebody has lost his life. Murder! Bloodshed. Bloodshed of innocent people. The church has a responsibility to wake up, and the real gospel, not nonsense, the real gospel presented to humanity, which is able to give them the ability to really repent. The church has that responsibility. Let us get ourselves out of too many things. Too many things. We are intermeddling ourselves with too many things. And this is what, ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to get to. Bringing the message of the gospel has nothing to do with so many things. And here many be on my says asafuni ye ye unfri mo na ye ma ye niko nientia asafuni waho ye no munko yasi ma menuna enko ema mama masia for mumo masu ensha ja obano unkunkun dima metu nsempa itel yo nungo tre ye juma no no mumia go back to that job. May we have preachers whose assignment and job it is to present the gospel, the message. Jesus is love. Jesus is order. Jesus is discipline. Jesus is peace. Jesus is healing. Jesus is the miraculous. Jesus is the supernatural. Jesus is wisdom. Jesus is power. Jesus is decency. Jesus is decorum. Jesus is order. Order. Jesus, he is excellence and not mediocrity and not the status quo. Jesus is not bazaar, bazaar, haphazard and all that kind of thing. Jesus is an excellent spirit and an excellent God. We need to come to that place that when we say we want to see Jesus, we are referring to all that. We want to see Jesus. Referring, not having a form of godliness. Jesus, if there is another different lifestyle, different from what I'm preaching, a preaching way, a soon in first word. A soon in first word. Pastor Paul, let me tell you something very interesting. We have so many people that are gifted. Gifted! They carry the anointing of the Lord, but they lack character. Christian character. This is why the pulpit is polluted. Pollution! Pollution! Many preachers lack Christian character. I am not just talking about character. I am talking about Christian character. Christo ni subai. Eniho. Wachadi ni hui hiya meji mehwe subai ya etaye chiri. What will be the sense of marrying a woman that has all the curves and all the beauty and all the elegance, yet they lack Christian character? What will be the sense of that? Because I like the way this place is very quiet. I like the way this place is very quiet. Christian discipline, anyhow. The first thing I have to see in that person's life is discipline. You cannot carry a Bible, that alone tells me the fruit you are bearing. It is heaven. I'm telling you, it's based on four things. And then he's going to go into further that thing I am mentioning, Christian discipline or Christian character. Murder has become a thing, and it will be the church's responsibility. You see, when he was talking about the model wife or the ideal wife, different a little, you know, or summarizing or culminating Proverbs chapter 33, verse 10 to 33, you know, he made something also very profound in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. So I will read both briefly and listen to that. Proverbs chapter number 31 and verse number 10. The Bible is saying from verse 10 in Proverbs 31 and verse 10. Can you be a little smart on the thing and let us work? Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. I want you to listen to what we are saying very well. You will realize that most of the things that he talked about, he never mentioned beauty. As a matter of fact, the moment he mentioned beauty, he called it vanity. The moment the word beauty came in, he called it vain. It is subai, said the kunu, said a yere. It's very integral. Say ahini enumenya se minya I'm telling you, you can't yet you can win them now. A brand so tia ne tia. A brand claw, a brand new hot. A brandy bomb cock on tear to win Naya cocoa. And young who see a sea, move a bounce of my who see a sea wolf from. Will be by one, sir, and see a nina yahoo. Will be by best row. At the Sadia, you know, wow, now Hunyan chin, and now Wolfie, and so I hope one I'm quite sober. Visitors are on the way. One more back. Yesterday, a preacher was buried at the age of 39. Another young man was buried at the age of 26. There is a young man died at the age of 34. That is a message on its own to me. That alone speaks to me. I wish that could speak to our politicians. That whilst we are grasping and whilst with our grievous greed, please, would be it's all vanity. Beyond the grave, you cannot carry anything. When we get to the grave, it finishes. When the people are putting you in the box or in the casket, please, there are so many things that will not go with you. I will not remind everybody, anybody of pain. But when Honorable J.B. Dankwa Edu, when they lifted his body from that Shiashi East Legon house, yeah, there were four SUVs, V8 vehicles packed. Lexus LX570, brand new, that year's model, it was packed in that house. And there were V8, VRX, Toyota Land Cruiser, V8, 2, GRX, Toyota Land Cruiser, 1, packed in his house. Sabrai will be a chia seno. Sabrai will be a chia seno. Eti niye manua, ye niya brinua, ye fumno. I am asking you, sir, yes, nyamibe shirao, ba. I am only asking you that your Christianity will reflect Christ. Jesus Christ. Me to say Yesu. Yesu can say, you know, that I may, you know, that they might all be one. That they might all be one in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he was trying to say, yes, a Pentecost for all my drink, apostolic for all my drink, that we might all come to the unity of the faith. That is Christian character. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. You and your husband and your children, you are one. Women, you know, do adolescent, Miss Adolescent, teenage, or Mufriho, ever cynical, 20s, early 20s, they are no more your children, they have become your friends. What kind of character is that? Huh? That blood one here. Yeah, why will be phone to me that I can tell you that moon sakrai. Ko ba no jumuku fun ye bien. I can promise you, men found the way you are portraying that you are a Christian, you are not. Hey, this is why I want to say here. One more musika kwake ka bank money, you know, all this gold, I think of all that kind of thing. And one more ajijin profusika and all that. Let me tell you something. If you tell me you are a Christian, you are not. Obi yawe Christian, you muni nya. You can scream and shout and preach. You are worse than an unbeliever. The Bible said, if anybody cannot take care of his own home, what do you want, Mark? Ukuta Babro, Aboduku, Ubo tongues. I'm telling you, and you many be brown, my be say, and quite yet, Danny Drua, and Abbehunu say, Atemu Dano, Edrua, Ebradi Dano, Edrua. Then you will know that most of the things were acting and mimics and gimmicks, and you were just. Pastor Elisha, I don't care how you sing and how you preach. If your wife doesn't see you as a Christian, you should be concerned. My heart has been saddened this too much this 3 weeks. Murders, bloodshed in our country. Crazy things. Still, this country does not see anything wrong in shutting down, you know, evil content on our televisions. Do you know that these Kasua boys have confessed in court that they killed a pregnant woman? They killed 16-year-old and a 14-year-old can pull a sharp blade and snatch it through the stomach of a pregnant woman and spill their blood because we have gibberish and nonsense on our televisions, talking rubbish to the nation and giving wrong impression that you can be rich overnight. I thought that when we lost that biochemist, the product of University of Ghana, Legon, and Kibis, still we did not. And Crawford Nam still will be with Timmy Buscaho. And the church has lost its voice. Very quiet. Very quiet. A church has lost its voice. You know, a Nipewa Kukodo doesn't care about MPP, NDC. They are bold and love God and fear God, and they are ready to stick their lives and their neck on the line, and they do not care what will come and preach their truth. No clear and catch the nipa. Now we'll be watching such it up. Yeah, we'll be such it up. Then we'll such it up free home. When we talk about Christian character, you will never evade tax. When we talk about Christian character, you will pay the right duties. When we talk about Christian character, you will listen to that. You will never pirate works of, you know, musicians and all that and film actors. You will not download their work, their intellectual property, and take it for free and use it for free. When you have Christian character or the character of Christ with living inside of you, there are certain things you will not do, like illegal connection of electricity and water. Free, and you are sitting here and we are paying that bill all together and you are using it. I'm telling you, you cannot sit here. I'm everybody that is in Crawford on your filling station, it be to me boom from the premix fuel Ephraim and Crawford Town idea with gas and the Niama fra fra among him and it can contain him and all that and sell it to people, and still they come and sit here and tell me they are Christians? No way! No way! Christony will not be found in the club. Oh, it's getting tenuous now. Blessed is the man, Psalm 1:1, who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not stand in the way of sinners, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful. His delight is the law or the word of God. The Bible said, he doeth meditate on it day and night. He might be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Let me quote it well. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that bringeth its fruit in its season. His leaves will not wither. Everything that he doeth, it will prosper. James 1:21, the Bible said, you know, receive with meekness the engrafted word of God and do not be overly wicked. Yeah, he went further. James 1:21, he was talking about something profound and talking about being the doers of the word and not just hearers, deceiving our own selves. He started by saying, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness. Kingdom is somewhere for our hand tying the tongue chain for training you wouldn't him for tongue chain, because the word of God does not constitute certain things for tongue chain, and receive the word with meekness. And found so your professor, and found so your school, and found so your unim, and found so your scientist, and found your way. When the word of the Lord is coming, receive it with meekness. It shall be received with meekness. And found so we are MP, and she will be two at the so. And found so we are minister, and she debrene be bow. It is interesting, you know, how variable or the variations of life, the uncertainty of the life in which we are living in. Somebody can be up today, down tomorrow. Somebody can have a position, lose it tomorrow. Doesn't it humble you? Doesn't it speak to you? I am talking to people who have the character of Christ ready for his coming. Sandy Pano, they are ready for his coming. Well, baby, you. He is coming in. Whether you believe it or not, you know, the amazing thing about what we are reading, let's go back to the Romans chapter 1 and let me read something very interesting there. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 28. Let's read it in the Message version. Let's read it in the Message version. Listen to what exactly the word of the Lord. When people do not want to retain God, the moment you mention God, they say, come out for them. Come out for them. Since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them. You don't want to bother God, he will also not bother you. God, he quit bothering them and let them run loose. That is the looseness that I'm seeing in my country. People can live with impunity, do things and get away with it because we are living in a loose society. It is very common for somebody to snatch your husband from church. I was heartbroken the other day. I'm still dealing with this situation and I'm handling it. I'm calling for this particular preacher and his wife to sit down because there is also an extra woman who has a child for the preacher. The pulpit is polluted. Sandy Poway, but then in Sato was where the end of the house. And Yamimanga said, Yem penny for fire crumb for fire trophy. On my way, no crinim. And Yamimanga, because a Nipanwa says woman canoe and woman canoe. A Nipanwa says a woman's room yam and woman's room yam. And a mojashia gua at the infinia woody and a coso. It is Shiram, my son. Young boy, young girl, near the new form of the sea. Nanny mamma tears and nanny papa tears. It is not a blessing. It's never a blessing. The Bible says, you shall come to the place of full age. That one is a blessing. It will be a man. 55, no, and your stroke, not to them. My father was 100. Stroke when you be read the newspapers every morning without glasses. Memory was sharp. Even on the day of his death, the 12th of December 2020. Guys, let me tell you something. If we really want to walk with the Lord, it has to be in the light of his word. It has to be in the light of his word. God is not a joke. For you to be joking, I'm on table of one. When Zanu Shimue. In the light of his word. Not in the darkness of our flesh and carnality. In the light of his word. Whilst you are coming to church and the grace is increasing. Gradually. What I need you to understand and get is that the word is purifying you. Perfecting you. Honoring you. The more you love God, the more you want to love him. The more you know Jesus, the more you want to know him. The more you know his word, the more you want to know his word. The more you pray in tongues, the more you want to pray in tongues. The more you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the more you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The more you go on outreach and witnessing, the more you want to do it. The more truthful you are, the more truthful you want to be. The more integral you are, the more integral you want to be. The more disciplined you are with Christian character, the more disciplined you want to be journey in Christian character, the more careful you are, the more careful you want to be. You don't want to displease God. The Bible said that he that runs in a race does not win, except he runs according to the rules. And anybody who entangles himself in military affairs does not want to entangle himself in civilian affairs, because he wants to please his commanding officer. God is watching. God is watching. God is Ghana. God is watching. God is watching. God is watching. God is watching. God, he is watching us. God is watching. God is watching. I wish I can explain it. God is watching. A married woman. Nikunu kwa abru chile no trafa hon. Now I nyem no perso de shin nikunu. Tasa mami kai ye. E ma be bredi biya yo mukrun. We yam shia show. Clap your hands for the Lord. The Lord is coming like a thief in the night. I'm serious. The books will be open. Another book will be open, which is the book of life. I'm reminding you that you are dust. Dust you will return. But a will be too and you will believe what I'm saying. Connie Adida will be that, my own brother and friend, Samson Anon, may the Lord bless his soul. I'm the preacher for his memorial service. And before I could preach, look at him. When I looked at him, I said, this is not you. You can change so much. And you can decompose so much. And you can stink so much. And so sometimes I ask myself, what then is the pride for? What then is the amuchere for? What then is the mitumiho hand tying and je? What is it for? I drive at this, I live here. Now we are wine. Don't talk like a fool. We'll be in a big jar, wash our drawers. Don't talk like a fool. We'll be in a big jar with the water that come. Don't talk like a fool. I'm telling you. No matter, I honor and I eulogize and I salute the memory of our former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings. May the Lord bless your soul. You contributed your quota. You know, as strong and as astute, as gigantic and majestic, as, you know, splendiferous, amazing as he was, will be an issue to share. There is one of the very fine chief undertakers. He supervised that work. You know, same guy also supervised that of former President Mills. And somebody is going to sit at home and think that I am going to make sure the suit fits him. I am going to make sure. So Jerry didn't put the suit on. Sister Brown said, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. This Legon is nothing. Laboni is nothing. It is just like Malata. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Oh, you can clap those hands. All is vanity. If Before I close, yeah, pretty young baby, pray. Dr. Buzi Ako, JB Dankwako, you know, but the day they brought Kofi Annan's coffin to the airport, the day they brought Kwamla Dumo's casket, then I realized the day they brought Kwejo Bahiru from South Africa, then I realized, Hosanna ye Yahowo, we are strangers and pilgrims. Akwentufoni yule free wamo hon. Se wumu utukwain. Akwentufono wamo yule free wamo hon. Oma kwa tina restaurant, pape bi didi wa airport. Eno wamo yule free wamo hon. Se wamo uchen plane. Akwentufono wamo plane a delay. Ya cancel a bi flight. But wamo yule free, se wamo utukwain. They are in transit. They are passengers in transit. They are, you know, exiting. Time is depleting day by day by day. Adi eba ku yemi hu kasi ya chain ni ni na eyo onyini 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 onyini. Oh, sesa papa. Said your me sesa. When you joined this church, I was not this. You know, I was much younger. The more I'm screaming and perspiring Sunday after Sunday, even me, not you, will tell me, I can see that that boyish face is going off. Now I can see a middle-class man. Very soon the gray hair is coming. Very soon, if Jesus tarries, now you are going to be an old man. Very soon, I will retire. Very soon, I will come to church and other people are preaching and I'm sitting down. Very soon, I will sit at home and watch from television. Very soon, entin kazanchi damo. Muya owo. I'm talking to you. And found said yet here. It is over this one some me bokoko. If the Lord send me to warn this nation and warn this generation, it is because there is coming judgment. Atemwa. I'm talking to all the young girls who sleep with the different men and collect money and feel like you are making life in Accra. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm telling all my colleagues in ministry that character, I'm talking about Christian character, is everything. Yeah, to imitate the Christ, to be like the Christ, is everything. And so the kind of things that we are doing to our wives, God will judge us. Let me stick to there and talk about that few minutes. And, you know, the things we are doing to the women, the Lord will judge us. The Lord will judge us. Bit me catch it and he said, baby, I have a baby, you know. Choose to send me to your cut off. And I said, why would be to a call? What do you mean, Pell? The person, what will be for? This is a preacher who is going to be preaching this morning. The pulpit I am saying is defiled. And some will finish over now. The fear of God. Put back the scripture. Let me finish up with that. And then we close it off. And seeing I have read this one already, we are running loose. Go to verse number 29. Romans chapter 1, 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. I don't want this one. I'm now in message version. Not this particular one. In the message version. I have a message, you know, there. The Bible said, and then all hell broke loose. Rampant evil. Grapping and grasping. That talks to me about Ghanaian politics. Grapping and grasping. Yeah, from vicious backstabbing. They made life hell on earth for their envy, wanton killing, bickering, cheating. Cheating! Hey, you're normal. Now I'm living in a generation where normality is abnormality. And abnormality have become normality. Every normality now is abnormality. The original hair can go ahead and grow so can with you. Go ahead and grow so can with you. I'm teaching TV. Did you not have it? Then you hear there be anti-TMO. wo kanu kure no obi jimi wo kanu kure na jimi asaya wari ye bebere jimi asaya wari ye bebere wo ne wo yire nkasa na wo she toilet so ni obi chatte na wa ro ni nufu no atwa ne picture no aroro ne ho no atwa ne picture no me si eye jimi. You don't like the truth. You know, you don't talk to your husband and yet you are having a nice fun times with somebody in your office. Where are your marital vows? Those of you say, God will judge you. God will judge you. For some, we should be on a great free when we move by. Every day, we can wear a human one who was can was so good. I don't know. We can't sense you. We don't know. Huh? We can't sense you. I'll fool with you and I'm easy free move. And one had a tall ass. And one had to see you with Dino. Once I switch here, now you can talk anyhow. But God is still the judge. I'm telling you. God is still the God. Put the thing there. Let me finish up. As for, you know, cheating. Look at them. Mean-spirited. Mean-spirited. I am, you know, and venomous. Poisoning. Poisonous people. Verse number 30. I finish up with that. Fork-tongued God bashes. They bash God. Anything that is holy have been bashed on the internet. We have demonized tithing. We have demonized God. We have talked blasphemously against the name of the Lord, the church of God. I'm really telling you, we have become fork tongued God bashes, bullies, yeah, you know, swaggerers, insufferable windbags. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives. Wrecking lives. So many homes have been destroyed. And I'm Nipaso, but we were not a choir master. My Rita was telling me something yesterday, and whilst I was preaching in the wedding, somebody also confirmed it. The pastor from Assemblies of God yesterday who joined us, that the preacher in Takurade, you know, has impregnated a church member's wife. Church member's wife. Say. Se wukunu ba sore wuku oyire ba sore na kofi odro ma he wukunanim na ma kire oyire na ma nyam na sai ye wiya ni abefa bible dey come at you asia kika kwasia kika dey come at you Matthew ne mu ni yawan magazine Matthew ana pono Matthew which of the Matthews. God is holy. His word is holy. God is holy. His word is holy. God is righteous. His word is righteous. God is holy. God is righteous. God is holy. Asia somnoa. Gana fly. Yemubi somno. Kwasia somno. Munyan kwasia somno. I'm telling this generation, munyan kwa siya somno, and kwa siya somno inye Christo som. Eye nya achimni nse unhuno. I'm telling you. Atemu also damonim. Telling you. Isan siya mobra penti. Minister ware 4, winti minka. MP ware 6, winti minka. MP Prafu unti minka frisa unzu uchimbi. And this is the kind of life in which we are. Iti jidie ankasa eira. Mechire jidie wo Kristo Yesu mu. Is vanishing. Is fading away. And so now there is no more training in righteousness. Chose money yo Kristo Yesu wala shimli. It is dying off. And so we are producing wives who don't have character and who don't have the nature of Christ in them. You know, they are full of themselves. That is what our marriages have become. You know, all we are thinking about is big butts, big boobs, and all that, because that is what most Ghanaian men want. They do not want to marry character. They do not want to marry, you know, the love of God, the fear of God. They want to marry a twakasie, a to yede ye niema nine, eniemen mebem se num, eniemen num bako yede tenase, mienu yede tura bofra, miensa eka yesie ni afadi yon, en nine ni num ne diya wubu afa. You know, wosho wa ye nada, ahumofe ye huhu diye, oba wosura urade! Hani yede ni tenadiye, fatanu biya monfa manu. So sad. The shepherd had the mercy and to me, Fankuvi. She did for Cassia when Yamipija were more memo. Most of them had the abdominal to treat got them. We are some baby, you know, no one in anybody be real. As I finish up, I want to tell you, if you are mistreating your wife, be careful. Because, so one pie book when you see ya, who be missing Yami, you're really tough for. The God that is love is also a God of vengeance. The same God that is kind is also a judge. Don't confuse the two. God is this and that also. There is another side of God the church is not telling us. The same God, you know, who Ananias and Sapphira in church in the New Testament age, it's the same God who was striking Herod in the book of Acts, and within just 1 minute, the same God that struck, you know, in the Old Testament, in so many places, in swallowing up the nation of Israel, his own people, the same God, you know, is going to put up a judgment seat, and all of us will appear before it one by one. So if I say I want to see Jesus, I'm talking about a serious stuff. When I say I want to see Jesus, it's not a joke. I want to think like Jesus. I want to behave like Jesus. Not selfishly, not self-centeredness, not self-aggrandizing. Me. No! To his glory, that we might decrease and he will increase. That's what I'm talking about. When we are writing songs, it will not be about us. Number two, Yankopon, Nakua, Mosay, Yome, Guamaninum, sir, Eradin, Yankopon, Adinina, Sutum, for Unyoma Yakasina. I'm telling Ghana gospel music, the reason why Nigeria is flying and you people, I don't know what you are doing, whether you are crawling or whether you are paralyzed or whether I don't know what it is. You know, I am telling you, it's because the Nigerians have learned the Christian discipline to give all glory and all honor unto God. It's not about them. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. Mintina ba ha wa yira. I have nothing to offer you. I am not God. I am only a mere man that is filled with his heavenly glory. It's everything is about him. He is doing whatever he is doing. And everything that he is doing, all the glory belongs to him. And to him alone be the glory. He is coming again with his reward to give unto every man according to their words. I believe in the Son of God, the bread of life. I believe in the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God and the Savior of the world. I believe in the resurrection and life. I believe in the way, the truth, and the life. I believe in the good shepherd. I believe also in the living bread. I believe in Jesus, who is the spirit of life to humanity. I believe that he came on earth. He died and atoned the sins of the universe. I believe that he is sitting on the right hand of the Father and making intercession for us. I believe that Jesus is making intercession concerning your request that is upon your heart right now. I believe that he does not condemn you. I believe there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I believe that even though he is a judge, he is going to help you from the situation in which you find yourself. He will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I believe he is a way maker. He is a brick builder. He is a heart fixer. He is a mind regulator. I believe Jesus is a helper. I believe that Jesus is healing. I believe that Jesus is a restorer of broken walls. I believe that Jesus will give you beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, the oil of joy for mourning. I believe that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I believe. Stand to your feet, clap your hands for the Lord. When he met Bartimaeus, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "I believe in the Son of God, the help of all humanity. I believe in him. I believe in him." This morning, I want to lead you to pray. And I'm asking the grace and the mercies of God upon your life, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly. I want to remind the church that God is not wicked. You're born in a sin, Shirana Queen. Yeah. God is not a wicked God. Yeah. I believe that God is not cruel. But one kasa he ye kasa wonyame ahira wo bia wonyame se mama comfort me shira no me honhom wo ne so madom me ngosira wo ne so bonsam bia ni wa obetimi de na bafo. There is no devil un se mama comfort e bafo mo a ye wono na ama ne hokwan ama ho moni ne bonsam so mo mfa ne mrafo. But ye wonyame aye no de is a finished work. And so if you want to maintain that glory, I want to honor your presence, my darling. Let me tell you, we didn't come here. We didn't show up because it's Sunday. No, we showed up this morning to renew our love for Jesus. Renew our faith and our heart, our conviction, our strength in him to be deeply rooted. The more we come, the more we are transformed. The more his word is working on us. The more order our life is put. The more disciplined we become, the more focused we are, the more we love him and hate the world. Oh yeah, the more we hate the world. I'm telling you, the more we love him and hate the world. I want to pray, you know, with you and pray with this nation and ask the hand of God, the grace of God, to be gracious to us. And the reason is all because they are all sons and daughters in the faith. And let's say that some of them are billionaires who work in the oil field, and they come every morning and they drop a check of $1 million. Na me masa de ni fra me ni. I cannot rebuke them, correct them. I cannot reprove them. Ah, maya obone. Maya obone kesiye. Same thing. Bring your camera, sir. Same thing. To be because we are men, mo. Nase mentimi ampe mo ankanjire mi ma ampe niya. Miura maya obone. se bibi koso wa aban ya wo motesu imo se de niema bebre adane nani abutu fomo na yentimi anka nche omo se ewura nom mumma mu yure mfiri da bebi ya mufiri ba mayamo bone se manka nche remo mayamo bone se bibi koso wa safonim na me papa nom yentimi anse chere nim se papa we de ni die mu jidi se we chia Sementimi ankasa ya yom bone free senje na bebere ko fie when they go papa ye wura no nyamfo is going to ask them yeah ha me see wudu so na be hunu say ad bishop ni ho e da temwo e be duro na be hunu say bishop ni apostles ni ho sa na wo kra bia yo kra a soul is a soul. There are no apostles in heaven, no bishops in heaven, no your excellency in heaven. You will know that there is only one church. You will know. You will know. Your hand is on your chest. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers, to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Stretch your hands on this flag and pray for Ghana even as we lay our flag on the altar. It can never be fair. It can never be fair that one CD, $1 is equal to 6 CDs, 10 pesos. It can't be fair. How can we compete with other business people from around the world? It cannot be fair. Our importers will struggle. Our manufacturers will struggle. Our industries will collapse. Therefore, heal our land. If your people that are called by your name will humble themselves, if they will pray and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear our prayer from heaven. You will forgive our land, forgive our sins, and heal our land. If we rend our hearts, you will also heal our heart. Hallelujah. For 30 minutes, can you pray for my president? Only 30 seconds, rather. Can you pray for my president? I'm asking the help of the Lord. That the grace of God will lead. Leadership is everything. Help my president, Father. Help our mother, the first lady of this nation. Give them grace. Let them finish well. Allow me to bring the soul to the throne. Allow me to speak to the sinner and speak to the backslider. Allow me to speak to the castaway. You are the reason why Jesus died. You are the reason why we preach. He has sent us as harvesters to go and gather everybody to come in. What I'm doing is just, whilst you are coming through the door, you are in your party clothes. And party clothes simply means your faith and conviction in Christ. If we confess our sins unto God, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive the gift of eternal life into my spirit. I am born again
I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your mercies and your grace will wrap us up in salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Lift your right hand and let's sing this song. Right after that, I am done. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. You want to join us for our offerings on radio? The number is 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. Lastly, 059-229-6667. Yesterday was the grand finale of Shenkom 2021. Oh, you can clap those special hands. I give God the glory for all the speakers that came through. I want to thank God for my spiritual fathers, Papa Stephen, Stanley Mensah, Mama Chrissy Dotete, my mother, for praying with us through all this Shenkom, throughout all these weeks. I want to use the opportunity to thank everybody who came, especially all the people that trooped in yesterday. I heard of the person who came from all the way from Sugakope. We are grateful, but couldn't have access to enter. I use this platform to apologize to you because you had to go back. I am so sorry. But we give God the glory and the honor for what he is doing in the lives of his people. Get ready for testimonies in Jesus' name. Tuesday is our Bible study. You can clap your hands. Tuesday is our Bible study, 6 to 7:30. Wednesday is going to be another sometime. And so may the Lord bless you and keep all of you in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. All right, let me sign off then and we can do the closing stuff. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry, my name Kofi Odro, transmitting from the Amponsa Memorial Temple. I say when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you, keep all of you. See you next time. Thank you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.